Well, folks, I'm sitting with Giovanni, and this is Russian River Vineyards. This is Cork's restaurant, and this is Russian River at its best. One-stop shopping here, folks. We can come in and have a great meal, get some great wines, and the tasting room is right in the restaurant, and that is an exciting area for me. I've been here before, and you can pick out a great wine and then pick out a great meal.
Yeah, what's so unique about our spot is we are one of two wineries in all of Sonoma County that have a restaurant and a winery on the property. The other one is a big, well-known filmmaker that you probably know. I don't need to name any names, but we're the second one.
You mean the Godfather?
That would be him.
Oh. We'll be very nice to him.
So what I've got in front of us now is our Estate Merlot 2011. Our 2009 just received a double gold medal at the San Francisco Chronicle wine tasting event, along with our 2011 Estate Pinot. With that award on the Merlot, we sold out in probably a week and a half of everything we had. 2010 wasn't such a great year for us. We ended up getting zero crop off the vineyard, so we ended up releasing our 2011. That's the current vintage that we're on, following same suit as the 2009 vintage. Just people think of Merlot, they think of just that red wine. For Russian River Vineyards, what we do is make a super, super concentrated depth, layers, body Merlot that we put in front of you guys.
You now have our attention, and when it's good, it's even better in Cab than Cab sometimes, but when you put them together, yes, we have a winning combination. Merlot is a misunderstood grape, I think, again. I think people discovered it, and now they've rediscovered it. I've talked to winemakers, and they say, I can show you a cab that tastes like a Merlot and a Merlot that tastes like a cab. If Merlot's done and cropped correctly, it is an amazing wine.
Again, this vineyard is 100% organic and 100% dry farmed. That gives us a small crop every year with super, super concentrated fruit. This is probably the easiest wine for me to sell in the tasting room. As soon as somebody comes in and says, oh, well, we don't drink Merlot, I just say, you need to try a little bit of this. And as soon as they do, it turns a non-Merlot drinker into, wow, that was a special, special wine.
I think that red meat goes amazingly with this wine, and that's what I ordered. While you're away, I ordered two. If you're not hungry, I'll eat both of them.
I'll fight you off, or we can share.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great, very complex dishes with this wine. This is Merlot at its best, and this is Russian River Valley at its best. Not a whole lot of Merlot in Russian River Valley. You get down and you find out there are some very special vineyards, and they were left there for a reason.
Yep, this is probably, I was going to touch on it earlier, the most left, meaning most west vineyard probably in all of Russian River Valley that grows Merlot. A lot of people ask, why are you growing it here? And it's one of those things where we didn't have a choice. It was planted in the 60s by the previous owners, and we took it on. And once we had that first vintage in 2008, it was phenomenal. It just produced such a concentrated, complex fruit that we didn't have the heart to tear it out and plant Pinot or Chardonnay. We wanted to keep the history behind the vines being so old, and with the quality of the wine that produces, we kept it going.
Well, folks, so we're going to enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. Sir, thank you very much for inviting me here to the restaurant and to the vineyards here. And may all your pains be champagne.
Doc, thank you very much. You do the same, man.
Chef Ruben Gomez is sitting here with me. And again, he brings two orders of the dish that we are featuring here with this great wine. I know why now. This is a prime New York strip steak, and it doesn't get any better than this in my eyes.
You know, we're really lucky. One of our main concerns here is getting the best ingredient we can get. We get this beautiful prime New York Angus certified beef. It's really beautiful. What we do here when we slow grill it is we'll start it off. First, we rub it with a nice little coffee rub. That coffee rub is so nice, picks up the smoke, gives you this really nice base flavor to work from with this beautiful steak. We'll go ahead and warm it slowly, actually, on the side of the grill for upwards of 15-20 minutes to bring it up to temperature. And then what we do is we finish it on the grill. We don't actually give it the immediate heat that you'll get at a lot of other steakhouses. A lot of steakhouses, as soon as you order your steak, boom, sizzle, sizzle, you know, lots of heat. Lots of strong heat, the meat tightens up, it sort of changes a little bit. I'm not saying it's good or bad, I'm saying I prefer it this way. This way When you just hit it at the very end, it's almost like cooking like sous vide meat, which tends to be a little bit more tender, a little bit more juicy. Sometimes you get a little bit more flavor out of the beef. For us, it's really helped us along. It goes great with our Merlot. A little bit of maitre d' butter with a little smoked paprika in it, you know, brings out all this beautiful flavor. It lets the dish really speak for itself.
If you could see this dish, you would probably request that we order one for you also. And maybe a little container of that butter on the side. I could almost eat that by itself.
You know, this butter would be good on, you know, an old pair of shoes. I would eat it. I'd be right there with you.
I might have to watch you do that first. Folks, we'll move on now. We have another great wine for you.